From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will establish an evacuation corridor and daily five-hour ceasefire over Syria's rebel-held eastern Ghouta region. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, said a daily humanitarian corridor will be created for the exit of civilians, and the coordinates will be released soon. He said the pause will be observed from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. Last week, the U.N. Security Council called for a 30-day truce to allow for medical evacuations and the distribution of humanitarian aid to the 400,000 residents of eastern Ghouta. The International Committee of the Red Cross's Yolanda Jacomet said her organization is ready to move.
What is certain is that we stand ready. Our warehouses are full of what is needed. And together with our colleagues from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, we stand ready to move as soon as we get a green light by all parties to the conflict. And this is critical because obviously you have an active front line there and we need the agreement of all those fighting in this conflict.
More than 500 have been killed in more than a week of constant Russian-backed government bombardment. New South African President Cyril Ramaphosa made public his choices in a cabinet reshuffle Monday following the resignation of Jacob Zuma over corruption allegations.
Mr. David Mabuza will be sworn in as Deputy President of the Republic. Dr. Zweli Mkhize will be sworn in as Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Mr. Nhlanhla Nene will also once sworn in as Minister. I intend to have him appointed as Minister of Finance.
Mr. Ramaphosa also appointed respected former Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan as head of the Public Enterprises Department, which oversees hundreds of state-owned firms. This is VOA News. The major tourist site for Christians in Jerusalem remains closed in a protest over Israeli policy on tax and real estate. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, believed by many to be the spot where Jesus was crucified and buried, has been closed to the public since noon Sunday. Church leaders are angered over Israeli enforcement of taxes on commercial properties owned by churches. They also oppose a proposed law that allows such property to be expropriated. President Donald Trump, meeting the nation's governors at the White House Monday, referred to the most recent mass shooting and said this can't go on. 17 people were killed at Parkland, Florida High School, February 14th, by a 19-year-old former student who is now in custody.
Our nation is heartbroken. We continue to mourn the loss of so many precious, innocent young lives. These are incredible people. I visited a lot of them. But we'll turn our grief into action. We have to have action.
The president has advocated arming teachers while also voicing support for strengthening background checks for prospective gun buyers and raising the age to 21 for those wishing to buy an assault rifle. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders also said Mr. Trump will meet members of Congress this week.
The president is planning a meeting for Wednesday with bipartisan members of Congress to discuss different pieces of legislation and what they can do moving forward.
Mr. Trump Monday said he was directing the Justice Department to issue regulations that ban so-called bump stocks, devices that can transform a rifle into a machine gun. There are unconfirmed reports now of as many as 30 fatalities from an early Monday 7.5 magnitude earthquake that shook Papua New Guinea's remote highlands region. Damaged communications links and roads are hampering search efforts. ExxonMobil said it shut its liquefied natural gas plant. Strong aftershocks are reported. In Somalia, at least two soldiers were killed in a confrontation with Ugandan troops from the African Union fighting insurgents. A Somali officer said the AU troops tried to force their way through a security checkpoint, while the Ugandan army said the Somalis opened fire on a military convoy. A Tanzanian court Monday sentenced two opposition figures to 5 months each in prison for insulting President John Magufuli. They were alleged to have used abusive language against the president during a rally in December that linked the president to an attempted assassination of a senior opposition leader back in September. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative allies Monday approved a coalition agreement with the center-left Social Democrats, bringing her one step closer to achieving a fourth term following losses sustained in September's election. The result of a vote by the deal by the rank-and-file Social Democrats is expected on Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.